This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 15.78 million first-past-the-post ballot papers printed for 124 constituencies as 21 days left for the March 5th elections. 62nd session of SAARC Programming Committee concluding today in Kathmandu. Bangladesh voting today in landmark election after student-led uprising. And Nepal takes on Italy today in crucial T20 World Cup Group C clash. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has completed printing 15.78 million ballot papers under the first-past-the-post system for 124 constituencies ahead of the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. Assistant spokesperson Kulan Bahadur GC said ballot papers for 58 districts have already been printed and packaged. As of this morning, printing has been completed for 5 additional districts. The districts are Monang, Ramitap, Sindhuli, Raswa and Sindhupalchok. The 62nd session of the Programming Committee of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation SAARC is concluding today in Kathmandu. The two-day meeting, which began yesterday, is being held under the chairmanship of Nepal. It has brought together national focal points and delegates from SAARC member states, along with senior officials of SAARC Secretariat. Inaugurating the session, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai underscored the vital role of the Programming Committee in keeping SAARC functional and focused. He stressed that regional cooperation is not merely desirable, but essential, serving as a bridge between national efforts and global processes, while providing a platform for collective regional solutions. Similarly, SAARC Secretary General Mohammad Golan Sarwar called for more dynamic future for the regional body, urging practical steps to translate the aspiration of cooperation into meaningful progress. The session is expected to review ongoing activities and discuss future programs before concluding later today. Growing incidents of tiger attacks linked to the spread of wildlife from Bake National Park have left residents of Kalimati Rural Municipality in Salyan District living in fear. Communities in Ward 6 and 7 of the local units say attacks by Royal Bengal tigers have increased in recent months. According to local reports, 3 people have already lost their lives in tiger attacks. Several livestock losses have also been recorded. The residents of the buffer zone say they feel unsafe and are demanding stronger protection measures from authorities. In response, the District Federation of Community Forest Users Nepal, Salyan, organized an interaction and protest program. Participants called for effective steps to ensure human safety. Some locals even demanded that the buffer zone status be revoked if security cannot be guaranteed. Local leaders have urged the government to take responsibility for protecting citizens living near national parks. They also stressed the need for long-term solutions, including better wildlife management and possible legal reforms. Residents say children are now afraid to walk to school. Community members have warned that delays in action could further lead to human casualties. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Voting is underway in Bangladesh in a crucial national election seen as a key test of the country's return to democracy after a student-led uprising toppled longtime leader Sheikh Hasina last August. According to Al Jazeera, the vote is a direct contest between the Bangladesh Nationalist Party and the Jamaat Islami-led coalition that includes the National Citizens Party formed by youth activists who helped oust Hasina. Main issues deciding the election include corruption, inflation, employment and economic development. Alongside the parliamentary vote, Bangladeshis are also voting in a referendum on the National Charter 2025, which sets the framework for future governance. Election officials report long queues at polling stations with 127 million voters and around 50 parties to choose from. Women make up only 4% of the parliamentary candidates highlighting the limits of the exercise. The officials say this is the most competitive election in many years. Interim leader Mohamed Yunus has cast his vote, calling it a day of liberation and a chance to create a new Bangladesh. Voter turnout is reported strong, especially among women and young people. Many citizens say this is the first opportunity to vote since Bangladesh's last competitive election in 2008. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to overturn tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump on Canadian goods. According to the BBC, the resolution passed by 219 votes to 211 after six Republican lawmakers joined Democrats. The move is largely symbolic as it needs approval from the U.S. Senate and the President, who is unlikely to sign it into law. Now sports cricket. Nepal is facing Italy in the 17th match of the Group C at the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai, India, today in a crucial day-night encounter. Both teams are seeking their first win of the tournament after suffering defeats in their opening matches, making today's clash vital for their hopes of advancing to the Super 8 stage. Nepal impressed despite a narrow 4-run loss to England in their first match. Chasing a challenging total, Nepal finished on 180 runs for the loss of 6 wickets, falling short in an inspired and spirited display that earned widespread praise. The batting unit showed depth and composure, while the bowling attack kept pressure on a strong English side throughout the contest. Dipendra Singh Aidi and Lokesh Pond played key roles in the chase, while skipper Rohit Pauril marshalled his resources effectively. Leg spinner Sandeep Lamichhani remains Nepal's primary strike weapon and will be central to their plans again today. Italy, meanwhile, endured a difficult start to their campaign, losing heavily to Scotland in their tournament opener. The Wankhede pitch traditionally favours stroke play under lights, with dew likely to play a role in the second innings. Teams winning the toss may prefer to field first. Nepal entered the contest as favourites based on recent form and their competitive showing against England. However, Italy will be eager to regroup and keep their qualification hopes alive. With both sides at 0-1 in Group C, another defeat could severely dent chances of progressing, adding further significance to today's match. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy throughout the country. There is also fog and mist in some areas of the Tarai region. The hilly and mountainous region will also have some light rain and snowfall, especially the mountainous regions of Kosi province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. $15.78 million first-past-the-post ballot papers printed for 124 constituencies as 21 days left for the March 5th elections. 62nd session of SAARC Programming Committee concluding today in Kathmandu. Bangladesh voting today in landmark election after student-led uprising, and Nepal take on Italy today in crucial T20 World Cup Group C clash. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.